Welcome, everyone, to episode 3 of RTFD, Tales of Piracy, Rolling Tides. First, let's introduce our players. First, we have Todd Blackburn.
Our Slayer here.
Max Garner.
Greetings to all.
And Pat Kelly.
Yurite here. Hope you're having fun.
Okay, so our players, our ship. Let's begin with a brief recap. Last session, our small little pirate crew of three started off their day on the Huntsman after a very, very long day of cleaning the ship. They were immediately hungry and started heading off towards the bar in order to get some breakfast. Slayer was stopped by Zebrith, the quartermaster, and told that everyone will be departing the very next day instead of that later on the fourth day, but instead that morning. They all went to the bar, they had their fair share of breakfasts and brew, some nice jerky, and they went to fulfill a job request from a lizard folk noble. They were basically escorting him around town because he said there were pirates after collecting a debt of his that apparently he paid off already. You guys were eventually confronted by these pirates. You encountered the first mate of the Moonstrider. His name was... I'm blanking. Stern Galax, a rhinoceros shifter, who tossed a hammer around and was in combat with the first mate of the Huntsman. He sadly got away, but the lizardfolk noble paid you guys for the job well done. And you guys decided to go to the Rusty Barnacle for the weekly arm wrestling tournament to decide who gets free drinks. You guys entered. There were luckily two spots open, so Yurite and Slayer filled them. And going through, the very first round was incredibly fast. We had the Huntsman's own Biff a part of this. Yurite and Biff ended up going 1v1, with Yurite coming out on top. Biff didn't win, that's right. Arlo, the current reigning champion, won. Eventually, in the finals, it became Slayer versus Arlo, the old champion versus the new, and in a heated back and forth, with two nat 20s in a row, Arlo beat Slayer for the title of Rusty Barnacle Arm Wrestling Champion and the winner of free drinks for the night and the rest of the week.
I lost so much gold.
Yes, there was also a lot of money put down, and they lost a lot of it.
Ooh.
But you guys had a long night. Yurite talked to some operatives from an organization called the Order of the Watchers. And Golan had a fun time playing and drinking in the bar. They all ended up sleeping on the ship that night, to which, when they awoke, they heard the sound of waves, seagulls, and they realized they were on the open sea. Seems that you guys were pretty drunk and slept through the initial departure.
So I wouldn't have been up even though I was on coffee.
It was a
up all night.
Zonktaculous night where y'all were just straight Z's all night. So you three are currently below deck on the Huntsman. The ship has just cast off and officially left Port Salt Yard. You hear from above deck, "All crew, report to the deck now!" And you three are stirred awake by this.
Well, so we call this up deck, obviously. Apparently fell asleep really tired, so I'm just going to stumble up from where I was at night. Take everything with me that I'm obviously still wearing, as I just had a rough night and fell asleep, and walk up the stairs. Just kind of lumber up.
Okay.
I was completely sloshed. I slept like a rock, because I had no other choice. I'm literally just going to toss myself right out of bed, not even change my clothes. Just maybe do a few jumping jacks, gets the blood pumping, and just walk right on up, following Yuritsu.
After losing the arm wrestling match, got super blacked out drunk, drank some stuff that took away my voice, so I'm just gonna, you know, get my voice going, do a little some growls, you know.
Just nice vocal exercise in the morning.
Growl.
It's Slayer.
Slayer. and then, you know, make my way up to the top of the ship.
Okay, so the three of you walk up to the top of the ship, and you are surrounded by familiar faces of the crew. You see Biff, Zebrith, a couple other. You see Squala, the Harpy Navigator. You see Gert, the Goblin. And you see Urathnu, Nader. Everyone's here. And a couple new faces. There are a few, not many, that you don't recognize. But the one that is catching everyone's attention is standing up on the quarterdeck. Captain Pitcher. You guys see the Mancoon Tabaxi standing there in a swashbuckle, black and red cloak, the tricorn hat. We're casting off. Head into Inu Tau. We've been hired by a collector of sorts to get an artifact from that island. I will be going with a small crew. I will be choosing who once we get closer. It's about 5 days' trip from here. I want everyone on deck at attention at all times. There has been movement recently coming from Urfell, Blackfang, and Malora's resting place. We don't want to get mixed up with those. We will be stealthy and cautious. But remember, if we see any scallywag that looks like they could be helped out with lightening their load, let me and the quartermaster know, for we shall plunder! And there's a resounding ah! From the rest of the crew.
Yeah!
Just kind of happy there.
Hoorah!
Ah. Nader just very slowly.
Wah.
He looks around again. And we have a couple new faces on deck. You know, everyone knows of Golin and Yurite. Two men who joined us recently. May you be fine additions to the ship. But we also have 3 new members as well. He gestures to a Triton, a Tabaxi, and a half-orc, half-dragon. This is Telev, Claw, and Grim. Treat them as you would any other crew. Now everyone, we sail the rest of the day. Night crew, get some rest. And everyone else, do what you need to do. And he turns around, and Squala and Zebrith go up the steps, and he starts talking to them at the wheel.
Are they the new people?
No, Squala and Zebrith are the quartermaster and navigator. So what would you guys like to do? People are shuffling around the deck right now.
Do we have any chores or tasks that we must do?
You know, early morning chores, you know, checking knots, making sure things are secure. You know for a fact, the day after leaving, Zebrith usually has Nader and Urathnu do inventory on the food and weaponry. So you know they could always use help with that.
Okay.
You know for a fact the 3 new crewmates could be told, you know, what's what, get to know them, you know, get them doing things as the first mate.
I plan on that.
You also know that, you know, every now and then during the breaks, people like to play Dragon Bones, a dice game. So, those are some things that you guys can do throughout the day, but I'm also going to need someone to roll a d6.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay,
so,
I don't have it.
During your first day of travel, what would everyone like to do?
Wait, say that again?
What would everyone like to do on their first day?
I want to meet the 3 new guys.
Okay, meet the 3 new guys.
Them around.
Cool, let's start with that briefly.
Alright, I'm gonna, Are they all three standing together?
Yeah, we'll say for brevity's sake, the three of them are kind of clumped together. They're standing around waiting for Pitcher and Zebrith to stop talking. They're kind of standing there with their arms crossed.
I think I'm going to spot them, and once Pitcher's done talking, I'm going to... Arr, newbies! Get over here! And have call them over to me.
Three of them are going to look over at you. Make a charisma check.
12 charisma intelligence?
No, charisma.
I lost my sheet at home.
You left your... Ah, you should call me. I would have printed
I think it's like a plus 2.
Give me a sec. Let me ask you.
That's one I didn't know.
Boy.
Okay. I don't know most of my other ones.
Why did you say something?
What?
You should have said something in the beginning.
Because I didn't think I'd have to do a charisma check.
What?
D&D, you get a plus 1 to charisma.
Okay.
They rolled very poorly, though. I'm going to set this up to print you.
I know most of the stuff for fighting. All my stats
for fighting. We're on a ship. Why do you think we're just going to fight the whole time?
I know my perception status, you know, my plus 2 for initiative. My strength is a plus 3.
Why not just have it in front of you so you know?
Everyone here heard it here first. Todd knows his character's strength score.
Hey, man.
If I have to fight, I can do it without looking at the sheet.
I'm printing it out now. So after we do this, you're gonna run and get it.
And I know my intelligence is my dumb.
So you know what? We'll actually cut here. You go upstairs.
I would like to go and make some coffee.
One sec. Go upstairs. Go past the
it's
front door.
It.
You know how to get there, right?
Yeah,
make a meter right down the hallway. Right, make a left, and it's up against the left wall of that living room.
I'm gonna make some coffee, on armor, and clean. But
okay.
I'm waiting.
So
come back.
Coming back, we cut from the three newbies walking over to Slayer, to Yurte. What would you like to do?
My character's gonna go down. He's gonna go to his items in his bunk real fast, get out his coffee press. He's gonna make a nice quick cup of coffee. He's gonna drink it real fast, just kinda like knock it back, and then he's gonna take the bucket and the mop, and he's going to just start kinda cleaning the quarters up.
Let me get a, let's say... Let's get an intelligence roll for making coffee.
Oh, damn. You said intelligence?
Yep.
All right, just 3?
This is
rushed.
The first time you've ever made coffee on your own. Oh. Usually you're used to people making it for you. So you make it and you just... All beans. All beans! You don't actually know how to make coffee. You look at it as like, this is not what I thought is. Oh shit.
I'm just gonna painfully knock it back.
Yeah, you.
I don't even sip it. Like, after that initial sip, I'm just gonna. Like, it's a chug.
Yeah. It goes down hard and it goes down rough.
And then I'm gonna start cleaning, if that's okay.
So, you start cleaning below deck. You pass by Natter and, Yorathnu. They are currently going over the food stock. Natter's just slowly taking oranges and apples out of pails. 1, 2, 3. And Yorathnu just says, yes, yes. Listen, Natter, I'm gonna need you to speed it up here. Listen, we gotta count a lot of things. You don't let me do it here. You write everything down. He goes, 1, 2, 3. And he's just, like, very furiously counting things as you clean up down there. Let's cut to Golan. What would you like to do?
I am going to walk up to the quartermaster and ask what I can do for morning chores.
Okay. So you wait for Zebrith and Pitcher to stop talking. Zebrith eventually walks down. Golan, hello. Is there anything you need, anything you would like to talk about? I saw you standing there waiting for me.
Not gonna lie, it was a rough night for me last night. I haven't gotten that drunk in a long time, and I need to start my day by some manual labor. What can I help with on this ship?
Well, let's see. Squala said she could use some help down below organizing the maps. If you want to help her. Squala, the harpy, walks up, flaps her in. Maps! She's got like a very colorful rainbow like feathers, kind of like a parrot.
Turn to her, I say, I'd love to help you with your maps.
Maps?
Maps, right. I'll help you out.
So Squala escorts you down below deck to this room where she stores all the maps in the front of the ship. And you guys start going through the maps. Let's cut to Slayer now.
Do they approach me or do I have to walk
them? Yes, they approached you.
Sweet. I'm going to... my name is Slayer, and you will only call me Slayer. New guys, I got some tasks for you to do around the ship.
I'm gonna stop you right there. The one in the middle, the Tabaxi.
What was his name?
Claw. Listen, we answer to the captain only. We've been hired to make sure this goes smoothly. We're here to watch and make sure that your captain gets the job done. We don't take orders. We do our own thing. We will help, but we don't listen to you.
I'm just going to, wave a finger at him, you know? Just like a Karen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to be like, I am the first mate. If I give you an order, you do what I say. Like it just came from the captain's mouth himself. And I just kind of shoved my finger in his face.
Intimidation.
Oh, he's the first man of the ship.
No one disrespects me like that.
Except the mountain.
Oh, that's a 19.
You rolled a natural 17 plus 3 for an unnatural 20.
Oh, God!
Claw just looks at you, arms still crossed, and the half-orc, half-dragon behind him just snorts really loudly, and he kind of like turns his shoulder a little bit to show like this massive great axe on his back, and the Triton is just going to smile, and you notice she has rows of shark-like teeth, and you know she has a large shark fin on her head, so she's a Triton. She resembles a shark, and the Tabaxi just looks at you. I faced down Hydras and killed at least 20 things bigger than you.
I'm going to completely ignore everything he said. And I'm just gonna, with my finger still pointing at them, I'm just gonna go, eeny, meeny, miny, arg. If it a piece of gold, I pick it up. If it curse, I put it down. And if not, in my pocket it goes. And whoever I point at, I'm gonna be like, you, go clean up my fur balls around the ship.
Roll a d4, and if it lands on a 4, re-roll it.
A 1.
You point to the Triton, the shark Triton. She looks at you, then looks at Claw. And Claw turns. They exchange a look and turn to you.
We answer to the captain. Speaking of which. Oh, captain!
Pitcher's going to look over the quarter deck after finishing his conversation. Arr, yes, yes. Above deck now. I need to speak with you three. Slayer, I'll be giving them the orders. And they're gonna leave you and go up to the quarter deck.
Wow. Feels so disrespected.
You see Zebrith talk to Golan and then walk over to you and she goes, listen, don't take it personally. They're outside. They're not crew. They've been hired to watch Pitcher like hawks. He doesn't trust them. He wants to make sure they have a very minimal impact on the crew.
I don't trust them either.
But the employer apparently demanded that he has his own people on our ship, so...
I think it's just better for us in our task if we just maybe put him on a smaller ship and send him off the drift.
Sincero, trust me, I would love to, but... That axe on that man's back is not very welcoming.
Have you seen the axe on my back?
Listen, Slayer, I really hate to say it, but his is bigger.
Size ain't everything. It's how you use it.
Oh, it's how you wield it.
Okay, okay, I don't need to report you to HR or anything right now, do I? Like, it's
Oh, no.
Because I wasn't trying to imply anything there, but if you decided to get something out of it, that's on you, man. Listen, you... Slayer, why don't you just go watch over the other two? You seem to have been getting along with them. One is below deck with Squala, and the other one I saw go below deck as well. Hey, listen. Me, Biff, and Gert are going to be playing Dragonbone later after they're finished with their morning tasks. If you and the new guys would like to join us, we'll be throwing coin in.
I find someone to come grab us and we'll be joining in that game later.
I'll send Biff your way.
Aye.
And Zebrith is going to walk down and she's immediately going to start shouting orders. You, I need those rope titans and prepare the sail to lower, okay? We need to start picking up the wind and getting the hell out of here. So everyone kind of, the second Zebrith is on it, everyone kind of starts kicking into overtime, and you notice above deck people are really, like, working their ass off to get shit done. You head below deck and you see Irritate still mopping down below. Everyone, you two roll a d4.
Both twos.
Roll again.
Two to one.
We'll go to you. Yurite, you are currently mopping. Let's say you've probably gotten to the cannon section now. Nader and Urathnu have also started getting to counting gunpowder, barrels, ammunition, and things like that. Urathnu, at this point, you can tell, like, you've been watching him for a while. Urathnu's pretty annoyed that he always has to work with the slowest man on the ship for this. Listen, Nader, you know, if you want to just go keep counting the food, I will get to this section and I will get it done lickety-split. Nader, you know, you look hungry too. Are you sure you're eating enough? You're looking a little pale. Your scales aren't looking too fresh. Nader's just gonna turn slowly. No, I think I'm good. Anyway, where was I in counting? Oh, I lost my place. You're asking, oh, son of a... You're a tay, right? You're a tea. Do you think you can help me out here? I need to get done counting all the cannonballs before break today.
I ain't the best counter, but I can help you.
Listen, all I need is someone who can write. Can you write? Because I
pretty.
Can.
I think I can write.
Okay, well, he's going to hand you a little piece of, like, graphite and piece of parchment. I'm going to start counting, and I need you to just keep up. Just give me intelligence checks.
Thirteen. Can I say I did it in tally marks?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you're keeping track. One,
I
two,
do sets
three,
of five.
So yeah, you guys get done with that in about
But
like
it's
half
super
an
OCD. So like it's perfectly straight colors.
Your athlete just looks over your shoulder and goes, son of a I wonder why I always gotta work with the weird ones. I miss Biff. Biff is just gonna come around a corner. Oh, did you say something? You were asking you, sir? Master Gunner? No, I didn't! Damn it, Biff! Go back upstairs! Oh, yes, sir! And he's gonna just climb up the stairs. Let's cut to Golan now. You and Squala are sorting through some of the maps and everything. And Squala turns to you. How enjoying the ship?
Still getting used to it. I'm new to sea life, so it'll take a few days, but I'll get up to speed.
That's good. We could use more hands.
I only got two.
Oh, I don't have any. she's like picking things up with like these, like her arms are her wings. So she's very like. Fumbly, like, grabbing parchment, putting it down and unspreading it, realizing it's not what they need, you guys need, and rolling it up and putting it back in a barrel. Would you like to...
I can handle those for you. It seems like you're struggling. I can get those maps.
Squall's got it. Squall can do it. Just need your help keeping track. Once I find the map, need you to mark it for me. Got no fingers.
How would you like me to mark it?
So she hands you a piece of paper, the map of the Shelled Sea. You can see the coasts of the Demon Wastes, Ogeron, and the Green Barons, Foerun, in the south, and a little bit of the Golden Archipelago. She looks at you. We're headed over to Inu Tau!
What's there?
Something the captain told us to get. We've been hired. Good jobs, good jobs.
Do you know anything about that?
Captain just told me to find a map of Inu Tau and our stuff.
Seems kind of weird to me, these three new guys on ship. Huh? They don't seem part of the crew. What do you think?
Well, new faces come and go. I mean, last guy lasted only a week. Got eaten by a shark.
Ooh, that's terrible. And you know, I suppose you are right. I shouldn't think too much of it. But I can't help but say, I did see Captain sneaking around Stormshade. I can't help but think, maybe they're related.
Alright, could be. Could be. You notice, like, once you mention Stormshade, Squala gets, like, this look in her eyes, like she's a little uncomfortable. Well, I mean, oh, there it is! Alright! And she conveniently, like, pulls a piece of paper out. Alright! There we go. Rough map of Inu Tau!
Is this just a dead forest?
It's a jungle.
Just a big jungle. How big is the island?
It's a decent size.
Decent size?
Yeah, it's not the biggest, but... it's got a small jungle on it. It's thick. It's a thick jungle, but it's a small jungle. You've never been on the island. You've heard things about it, but...
I've sailed past it, though.
Yeah.
Okay. I've seen it from the ocean.
So, I'm holding the map, and I'm taking a look at the dense jungle, and I turn to Squall, and I say, what do you know about this island?
Oh, bad juju! Really bad.
What kind of juju?
Let me tell you a story. Long ago, the island was inhabited by lizard folk, kobolds, and other scaly boys. One day, the Raven Queen, long before the settlements of the kingdoms, went down and blessed some of the people. But eventually they all passed away. Many years passed, and the Raven Queen, the goddess of life and death, she fell in love with a human. He was eventually hunted, found his way to Inu Tau. During the Great Purge, she blessed him with a mask of the Raven Queen. It allowed him to rise and reanimate her followers on the island. Rumor has it he's still there, on the chair, controlling an army of undead. But if Captain says we gotta get something from there, who am I to argue?
Army of the undead? Sounds like a hell of a fight. You think we're gonna be ready for it?
Alright, just be careful. I know I don't want to be on the island.
I suppose you're right. Captain's orders, right?
Captain orders.
I guess.
Strange, though, not many people know of the island and its rumors. Mostly pirates.
And do I wonder why?
Well, a lot of them are greedy bastards. Bastards!
You got a point. They would know about it.
Well, I gotta take these maps to the captain. So she's going to take her like foot talon out and roll up the maps. Roll up the maps, and she starts flying below deck, all up above deck, taking the stairs. You are now alone in the storage room. So you three are all below deck. Cleaning, taking care of things. Is there anything you guys would like to do while you're below deck with Urathnu and Nader, or...?
Can I just go to each person and see what they're working on, and if they need any help with instructions, or, you know, to speed up time? That's the last one.
You want to do the raise morale?
Yeah.
Okay. So your quality score is still above 3, so you don't have to.
I'm just want to do the first part, which is go around, provide instructions, see everyone.
Oh yeah, yeah. Let's get a charisma check, persuasion.
That one.
You go up and walk up to someone working the lines above deck. Are you doing this above or below deck, or just
below deck? Below deck, right?
Below
now.
Deck. Yeah. Okay, you walk up to Yarathnu and you're like, "Do you need any help? Like, I can help you out." And Yarathnu just looks over his shoulder. Slayer, I need someone who can count. Maybe someone else needs your help.
I'll move on to the next person.
Okay, you walk up to Natter, make another persuasion check.
Persuasion.
You rolled a 2.
That's a 5 with my
persuasion. Persuasion, okay. Bonus. Natter looks at you and goes, "I need to be sanitary with the food. You've been spitting up a lot of hairballs recently."
As I just, cough one up off to the side.
He looks down. "Yeah, see, that's what I was talking about. You gotta stop licking yourself, son. Find a girlfriend." "But, Slayer, how have you been doing recently?"
After the wrestling match, it was rough for me, but, time at port, it was a good time. Much needed well rest.
Yes, how about you?
Well, I'm doing good.
Oh, you are always doing good and chill, mighty fine.
Man, I just enjoy sailing the sea, and I appreciate the Huntsman for everything she's given me.
Huntsman is the life. It breathes in all of our bloods.
Slayer, you will make a fine captain.
I thank you.
You just gotta stop being so damn dense. But
I'm just gonna...
anyway, I'm good. Someone else might need your help.
I'm gonna walk away and just kind of be confused as he says dense and just, hit my chest, hit my arms, a little tap on my head.
You feel like a donk, 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 donk. So you guys are doing your tasks and coming down the stairs as you finish up cleaning the main area. You finish going through the maps and everything, and you finish talking to Nader. Biff comes barreling down the stairs, looks around, sees you three.
"Oh, perfectly! Zebrith said we're playing a game. Taking a break after the morning routines. Anyone down? Dragonbone. Dragonbone? I know you're down. You're always down for Dragonbone, Slayer. Yeah. Dragonbone? Dragonbone?"
I'm going to be just really intent on focusing on getting up all his hairballs that are just around the ship.
"Well, if you ever want to play Dragonbone, come find us above deck. Dragonbone?"
"Count me in."
"Okay, Dragonbone time."
Let me get a, from you, Yurite, a... let's make it survival.
Athletics? Survival?
Survival for cleaning. 12. 12? You get all the hairballs up, but it's going to take you some time.
Damn, there's not that many hairballs.
Well,
you're not the only cat person on the ship.
Damn.
There's now two other tabaxi on the ship.
Yeah, I'm going to blame all of them.
But he knows yours are yours. You're the only blonde tabaxi on the ship. But, okay, so you two head above deck with Biff to play some Dragon Bones. So, here's how Dragon Bones works. Everyone will be rolling a 2d6 in an attempt to get the highest number, whether that's 12 or whatever the highest could be. If you roll doubles with your sixes, then you can roll again. So if you roll doubles on a d6, basically you can roll the two dice again, and it's almost a guaranteed win unless someone else gets doubles during that round as well.
Would that also include, like, one and one snake eyes? Yes.
Yeah, it would include one and one. So yeah, that's another thing. It could give you redemption for if you get a one and one or a two and two to get a higher score. Do you guys need dice?
Yeah, I need a second one.
Second one as well. Thank you.
Just pull out the
I'm liking the black and red dice, Pat.
Thank you.
You buy them?
Yeah. Nice. I'm really sad I lost my other ones.
You lost them?
Yeah. Don't know where they are.
Can I borrow D6?
Yeah.
They're definitely someplace. Like, either in your car or...
Well, it's my black NEC binder thing.
Okay, so...
I don't know what happened to
it. It has to be around.
Zebrith looks at all of you. So, the buy-in, 5 copper pieces. She puts down 5 herself. Everyone else puts down 5. Mm-hmm. So, basically, any silver you have, just cut 1 in half, and you have 5 copper now. So, everyone, roll their dice. Actually, here's how we'll do this. Everyone roll 1 dice. Anyone who wants to bet more can. We'll roll the 2nd dice. If you would like to bet again, we will do so. And if anyone has to roll again in case they get doubles, they can do so. And then we will reveal our numbers after the 2nd round of betting. Yes. Keep your numbers secret until the end. So everyone ready? Roll. Oh yeah, roll one dice first.
Put your dice down, whatever you roll.
Anyone would like to put down a bet? And Zebrith, as she says, puts down 5 copper pieces. Anyone would like to increase the bet? Biff is going to look down and he's going to throw in 6 copper pieces.
Slayer just shakes his head now.
Okay. And Gert, the goblin, is going to look. He's going to throw down 5. Gert's going to look around. Let's roll those 2nd dice, boys. Anyone need to roll again? Anyone would like to throw down any final bets? No? Gert and Biff both throw in 3 copper piece. Everyone reveal what they got. Zebrith looks. I only got 6. What'd you get?
6.
6?
7.
7? Biff and Gert, they both look at each other. 7! Shit. Yeah. So there's a 3-way tie, so you 3 do 1 more round. You 2 are out.
Just 1 Zebrith dice.
Zebrith and Golan are out.
Or 2 dice.
We'll roll 1 more dice.
Deciding factor.
Basically, whoever gets this 3rd dice wins. 3, 2, 1. Biff is going to look.
Total 11.
Slayer?
Just an 8.
Gert's gonna get a big grin on his goblin face.
I got a 6 on the dice and I can't do math. 13! Ha! I knew I could do it. Go, Gert.
And then Gert's gonna look at the pile.
Oh, yeah.
He's gonna sweep it in. Anyone down for more rounds? Dragon bows? Anyone? Zebra's gonna look. I could part with my coin a little bit more. And Biff looks, I never know when to stop! So, anyone who would like to keep playing? Get your dice ready. And we will roll.
It's gonna be good.
Would I be done with the hairball in front of
the
game?
Yes, you would be done by the first round. Would you be...
I'm just gonna kind of upstairs. I'm gonna, kind of peer in and be close by, but... I'm not gonna play this next round, but...
Can you clarify the rule about doubles one more time?
So if you roll doubles, so if you roll 1 and then you roll again, it's the same number,
yeah.
You can roll both of them again.
Add it on top?
Yeah, add it on top.
But you only roll 1 die at a time, right?
Yes.
1 die at a time. So if you rolled 1-1, you could roll again.
Yeah, you get to roll them. Roll the 2 again.
And right add
there,
that
and then,
to your 2.
And then, yeah, so that will count as your 2nd roll is if you get doubles. Counting towards that 2nd roll is rolling both again.
Understood. So I roll 5, I roll another 5, I roll both of them again, add it on top.
Yes, and that will count for the 2nd turn of rolling.
Okay. Both dice again?
Yeah.
I thought it was just 1 more.
So, you guys ready for the first round? Buy-in, 5 copper pieces. Anyone who has it, toss them in.
I'm going to throw in my copper pieces. I'm going to look at Biff and be like, all right, if it ain't me taking your money, it's definitely going to be someone else, Biff. And I'm going to just chuckle a little.
That hurts. But I'm going to take your money first.
Just going to flick in 5 copper pieces myself and say, ah, why not try my luck again? You only live once.
Everyone ready?
First dice.
Roll those first dice. 1, 2, 3.
Zebrith is going to put down a silver piece.
Oh, she's confident.
Biff is going to match her. And Gert is only going to put in 3 copper pieces. He's not that confident. So this is the first round of betting based on your first roll.
I am not confident at all.
Neither am I.
Okay. So we'll do this. Biff looks at you and goes, if you want to stay in, 1 copper piece per round. No freebie rounds.
I've already rolled before
copper
you said
piece,
that.
Copper piece, I'm putting 2. Zebra looks at you. You just do it. You don't want to seem to get angry.
I'll slide in 1.
I back out.
You back out?
Yep.
Okay. Zebrith puts down 2 silver.
I'm going to slide down 4 copper.
Okay. Biff puts down 2 silver, or 2 silver's worth of copper. And Gert is just going to back down this round. I ain't got nothing. Everyone looks around. Biff first. I got 11. Slayer.
Just shamefully looking away. 8.
Gert goes, I got 7. What'd you get going?
Just a 6.
And Zebrith is sitting there, very relaxed, and she just looks. I got the 17. Doubled 4s, baby! And she just collects the coin from the center. Oh man, Slayer's right, Biff. If it's not him, it's someone else. And you thought you had me with that 11, didn't you? And Biff goes, yeah, I thought I had you, sir. Kicks a barrel. Just stands up and... I'm gonna go count the cannonballs. And he goes below deck.
I'm gonna snag the barrel he kicked over and just kind of put it down and sit.
Okay. Dice. Okay, so... next round. Zebra's look. Let's do it. 5 copper pieces in.
I'll slide my 5 copper in.
I do as well.
Roll the first dice. 'Kay, I'll have your first ones. Mm-hmm. Who would like to start the betting?
Slide another 5 copper in.
Zebra will match.
Slayer's feeling lucky.
2 copper.
2 copper? Remember, you gotta bet 1 to stay in.
I reach into my pouch, and I pull out a gold piece.
Oh!
What?
I have it in my hand, and I flick it onto the table.
Zebras looks at you. Oh, big spender. I'm glad that I get to take your money today.
High stakes.
My pleasure.
Everyone roll those second dice.
My luck.
Maybe I should have stuck to mopping.
The zebra looks around. I got 6. Bust. I'm done. So, who would like to bet before the reveal? Gert puts down a gold. A dirty gold, but a gold.
I'm gonna, like, just kind of hide in shame as best I can.
You're out this round?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not raising.
I stay as well.
Are you putting down 1 to stay in?
I already did my second roll. I don't have to put down another one.
Well, this is the final best before reveals.
You have to put more in?
Yeah. In order to get the pot, yeah.
Bro, the pot's literally gold.
I'm gonna pull out. I'll be like, 6-2.
Who's left in?
It's just you and Gert. Gert looks at you.
15.
I take a look at my dice, take off my hat and say, you win this round.
Ooh, Gert wins the gold! And he just grabs only the gold pieces and goes, yes, yes, gold, 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 and starts rubbing them all over his face. Licks them, oh, sweet gold. Puts them behind his ears and then they're gone. Oh. Goes behind his ears again, pulls them out. Gold! And just puts them in his pocket. Oh, I got enough pleasure today. Hops down from his barrel. I'm gonna go below deck and enjoy the gold. And he walks away. He left all of his copper there.
Play for the pot.
Lebrith looks around. Looks like someone left some copper here to be bet upon. It'd be a shame to let it go unclaimed.
I agree.
Let us all do this.
Throw another 5 copper down.
She's let's make this interesting. Let's play with silver. She puts down a silver.
I have no silver or copper.
I can make change for you if need be.
So that would be, it's 10-1.
You give me a gold, I'll give you 10 of my silver. Do the exchange.
Exchange is done.
I'll put down 1 silver.
Okay.
I match a silver.
Everyone, let's roll these dice. Also, so right now the pot is 5 silver. There was 1 silver. No, 4 silver from right now. And ...30 copper pieces.
Nice.
Ready?
Ready.
Roll the first dice. Zebra looks around. She puts in the obligatory one silver piece.
I'll do that too.
Same.
Same.
Roll the second dice. She puts down 2 silver pieces.
I'm gonna bust.
Okay, bust. No betting in. Any of you?
I'll just,
just do a ha 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 and just slap down 2 silver pieces.
I like a style slayer. And, fancy fedora boy. What you got?
Flicking the 2 silver pieces and say, it's on, gents.
Okay. What did everyone get?
A depressing 7.
Golem?
7 as well, Slayer.
Then this is between the 2 of you for I got a 6. Roll the tiebreak, make a bet, then roll the dice for who could win.
Might as well go all in, and I throw in a gold coin.
Betting for gold now. Golem, do you have the stones?
Let's see what you're made of. I toss in 1 gold plus another.
Ooh, 2 gold. Are you going to match the bet, or would you like to just roll?
God, no.
Okay, then roll for it. 1 more dice. Whoever gets the highest.
Say 1 dice, right?
Say it 1 on dice. 3. 1, 2, 3.
3. 4.
Golem! It seems like you are the winner today of all of this wonderful, wonderful.
I just stand up, do a little jig of victory, plop right down, reach over, pull all the money towards me.
Okay, Zebra looks around. Listen, if you would like to ever play this again, let me know. I have some duties I need to attend to. This has been a very pleasant break. So she stands up and walks away. So we'll start fast forwarding a bit through time. Is anything you guys would like to do? Yeah.
Wait, how much money did I just win?
Okay, so from that pot, there was a total of 3 gold. 1, 2, 3, 4... 10 silver. And 30 copper.
Not too shabby.
Yeah.
the big winner for today.
So, the day goes by, sailing is quite peaceful, and eventually the sun sets. Pitcher then gets the crew's attention.
Aye! Everyone! The night's crew will be taking start soon to make sure we don't drift off course. First mate, I need you watching the wheel for the first shift. Zebrith has second and I have the last. You, and the two newbies, and the three people who are new to the ship will all be on first watch tonight. Have a pleasant time.
And he goes into his quarters below the quarterdeck and everyone starts shifting around and the night shift of the crew starts getting ready. It's only a couple people, like generic pirates. You don't really know their names because they're usually hired on a need basis. So there's no point in learning names for a lot of these people.
They're all asleep while we're
Yeah.
I don't even know names.
So you guys are awake for the first shift of the night. Let me get perception checks from everyone.
How long is the first shift?
Only about 3 hours.
And what time would it be around sunset?
Would I know?
You wouldn't know the specific time, but sunset.
Perception.
Yeah. Would I have a
rough estimate? Would probably be around like 8 o'clock.
Okay. Okay.
And so the sun has just set. It's around like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah. So you guys are gonna be up for the first 3 hours until midnight, and then you guys can get your full long rests in. You guys are walking around the deck, and generally it's a pretty peaceful time, you know? Perception checks for everyone?
14.
14?
Nat 1.
Rolled an 8.
So, with the 8, you are too busy trying to keep on course, so you're not really keeping watch for anything, Slayer. Golan, with nat 1, you fall asleep during your shift. You're sitting on a barrel looking off the side with the rocking of the boat, the sound of the ocean, just kind of lulls you to sleep before you even realize what's happening. Yurite, you're standing, say, near the front of the ship. You're keeping an eye out. And though you don't see anything, you hear the sound of every now and then. It sounds like waves, but something else crashing against the rocks. That is your first shift. It starts going by. And let me set something up real quick. Okay. The sound of scraping slowly begins to increase and overlap the sound of the waves. You hear now, definitively, some living thing. And first thing you notice, looking out into the blackness of night, is this disgusting, green, fish-like, full of teeth, face just take a bite in front of you near the front of the ship. And I'm gonna need everyone to roll initiative.
Son of a...
11.
10.
7.
Roll initiative rolls. So, also to remember that the other three guys are above with you at the moment.
It'd be bad if I said I'm not surprised.
So, climbing up the sides. One. Two. Three. Oop, broke that. Put this near the quarter deck. Near. Yeah.
Here?
No. Up.
Right there.
Yeah. Say, so pops up and uses movement. And then the other one pops up right here. So all these fish-like creatures come climbing up from the side of the ship. None of them speaking a language you recognize. Yeah.
Started.
Yep, we're all good. None of this you recognize, these green, scaled, terrible-looking creatures. All speaking to each other. The one on you, your Tay, is going to make two claw attacks against you.
Good thing I never got out of
first
my armor.
One is a unnatural 21.
Oof.
Second one is a 22. So both hit.
Yikes. You yeah. said no armor?
No, I have armor.
Okay.
This has been go, go, go. I haven't adjusted to life yet to take it off. That came in clutch.
I might have took it off.
So a total of 7 slashing damage. It goes in. Barely grazes your face as it slashes across you. These all 5, 10, 10 starting fighting and going after those. This one is actually going to make an attack with advantage against you, Max, because you're asleep. Even with advantage, he misses on the first one. Second one is going to, does a 16 hit? Golan?
I have 14, so yes.
Yes, okay. That only deals 2 points of slashing damage, and that wakes you up as it cuts across your arm, and this searing pain just wakes you up previously asleep. That is all of their turns. Next, we have you. Slayer.
Do what Slayer does and rage.
So you see everyone get on your ship, you will lock the wheel into place real quick so you don't get off course, and you rage out. What are you doing?
Bite attack.
Okay, so you roar, and as you roar, your mandibles and fangs and your maw just slowly extend out a bit more and just sharpen as you feel this energy take over.
How loud is that roar?
Roll a d20 and add your charisma to it.
14 plus 1 15.
So the people, you don't know if anyone heard you, but I rolled for them, so you'll know in a second.
Alright, as I'm doing the roar, I'm going to scream, "Enemies on main deck!" And then I'm going to lock in the wheel to our direction. I don't know if that's a thing. And then, like, doing an athletic jump over it. Does that count as 10 movement?
Yeah.
So, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And I'm going to come up at that guy.
Okay.
And I'm just going to go for a bite. 15.
That hits.
And then I think my,
it's 1d8.
Which one? This one.
Yeah.
Bro, it does not roll like a d20.
No, much like
it. It just bounced off. 2 plus 5, 7 damage.
7 points of damage.
And then,
I believe because of your bite, you, if you need to regain hit points, you do.
Yeah,
you,
I'm at
PR for max right now. Yeah. So that is your turn. Next, Yurite, you're up.
I am going to reactively attack this, whatever thing that just attacked me. This fish dude. So I'm going to swing my greatsword. 15.
15, that hits.
What am I down? 2d6, okay. 3, 4, 7, plus 4, 11.
So you get your great axe and you're ready, and you just bring it up and lay right into him, and you cut off one of his arms at the elbow, catching him off guard, not expecting you to swing this hard. So, anything else you would like to do?
No, it's just going to be my turn.
Okay. You're up. Going. You just got attacked from the side as you were sitting there napping.
Jumping right up, I'm going to turn right around, and I'm going to slice at this creature with my rapier.
Make an attack.
7 plus 4.
11.
11.
That hits.
Great. And it is a d8, which is this one. Ooh, 8 plus 2 is 10.
Ooh, nice. You get cut across the arm, and immediately you spin around, get on a standing position in the barrel, and just cut across its chest with your rapier. Just laying right into it. End of your turn?
Might as well give Bardic Inspiration. Use a Bardic Inspiration.
What's the range on your Bardic Inspiration?
Ooh, great question.
If there is a range. While you
within 60 feet.
Okay, yeah, so you can hit either one of them.
I'm going to throw it on over to Slayer.
Okay, Slayer, you now have the Bardic Inspiration.
There you go, good sir. That is the end of my turn.
At the end of your turn, you guys hear all in your minds.
Surrender your ship, or I will be forced to consume you all.
And you see, coming from, I'm going to put this right from the back, turning the corner from the back, this insane looking humanoid with these large tendril tentacles off the back of his head. It doesn't look like the minifigure, but... And this mouth that opens up in half and reveals a maw in the center, kind of like a black hole, like black as night. And he is going to move... Ooh.
Glad I picked the bite.
He is going to use his movement to... He has... Let me just double check. He has 30 feet of movement. Yep, he gets right there, and he is going to let out a psychic screech. So he just opens the maw, and in your mind, you guys hear this screech, but it's only affecting you, Slayer. I'm going to need a wisdom saving throw.
Constitution, like 15.
Okay, you save. You feel as this energy starts wrenching your mind, and you quickly just shake it off. That is going to be the Deep Scion's turn. Okay, so now we have top of the round with the Sahu again.
Fish dudes.
Yep. So the very first one, this one is going to be making his two attacks against you, Yurite.
One, because he lost an arm.
He can still make two.
Oh, okay.
He makes a claw attack and then a bite attack.
Oh, okay.
So first one is a 13.
Doesn't hit.
Second one is less than that, so... He swings off balance with his arm, just swings wildly, misses with the claw, goes in for a bite, but still that lack of an arm is throwing it off, and you quickly just sidestep it. These guys are currently fighting and engaged with him. He's going to be running over and fighting. They're fighting here. The one on you, your Golan, is going to make two attacks. That's a natural 5, so it's going to miss,
yep,
definitely.
Miss.
Then a 17.
That hits.
On a claw attack for only 2 slashing damage. Wow, getting lucky here. And then the one on you is going to make 2 claw attacks. First one's gonna miss. Second one is a 13.
Miss.
Okay, so these Sahuagin are going wild. They're swinging wild. You notice as they're in combat with those three, they're actually getting a little bit leg up on them, but the three still seem to be holding their own. Your turn, Slayer.
Go with the bite. Use my bardic inspiration.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna hit. That's a 15 before I add anything.
Okay, yeah, that definitely hits.
Six.
Okay, and remember about the hit points? How many do you gain back?
I haven't lost any yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right, he's missed you every chance.
Yep.
Yurite, you're up.
With him, after I sidestep him, I'm just gonna bring my sword to bear on him and just take a chomp at him.
Okay.
12.
That hits.
Oh.
Okay, you go down, and as it loses its balance, you see an opportunity. Shift your weight, swing your greatsword around, and cut it right across the chest. And as you do, it just gets torn up into the waves, and you see it broken as it gets run over by the ship. It's dead.
And then from there, can I move the 4 feet to get into this guy's range?
20.
Or 20. Four yep. Tiles, yep. And then use my action surge for another attack.
Yep, with advantage since you are flanking. Yeah, you're flanking currently with the very large guy with a massive great axe.
18 plus 6.
Yep, that
That's
hits.
That's gonna hit. 13.
So the Great Axe guy has yet to hit him. They've been focusing on the other one. So you just lay into him and just... blood spraying as it wasn't seeing you coming, and it staggers forward. That is the end of your turn.
Correct.
Golan, you're up.
Another rapier attack against this ghoulish ghouly. 19.
That hits?
Yep. Nine damage.
Nine damage. He's still standing, but he's looking extremely beaten up. You're poking in the joints now. You see this greenish-blue blood spilling from each wound that you're leaving behind. He's at death's door. Next is going to be the Deep Scion. It is going to just walk up and right on Slayer. And it's going to be making two attacks against you. It pulls out a battle axe, and it swings it twice for a 14 to hit.
Misses.
And then a 10 to hit. So both swing, but you are ready. You've been flanked before. You just quickly dodge these axes as it tries to strike you. So now, top of the order, all the Sahuagin. The one that you just attacked is going to make two attacks against you with its claws for a 15.
Miss.
And then a 16.
It's...
So that is... 4 points of slashing damage as its claws scrape across your chest. So those two are in quick combat, and as they are fighting... That Sahuagin goes down, so remove that one from the board.
This one?
Yep. So you see the Tabaxi quickly run up, take out these two daggers attached to a horizontal handle, so they kind of make fists. And he just goes up and quickly, strike, strike, strike! And as it starts falling, the guy with the large great axe just brings it up, brings it right down, and just cuts it right down the middle in this tag team move. Next is going to be the one on you. He's going to be making two attacks against you. First one misses with a natural 4. Second one, skewed, for only 9. So they both miss. It's swinging wild, but you have the upper hand against it, and you're parrying every single thing coming your way. And now for the one on you, Slayer. He's going to make two attacks. That is a 16.
That hits.
For 5, half to 2 damage. And then 16 again.
That hits.
For 2, half to 1 points of slashing damage. As it goes, it scrapes its 2 claws against your chest. You're up, Slayer.
I'm gonna go with a daunting roar and at both of these people.
Okay, they gotta make what, charisma saving throws?
Of a 14 or higher.
Okay.
I don't even need to roll.
The Scion got a 12. And Sahugan got an 8. They both fail.
They're both frightened to me till the next round. So they're at disadvantage.
Yep, they're on disadvantage attacks and they can't willingly move closer to you.
Hey, does that give me advantage that they're
No, it doesn't.
Now? Okay. And then...
So you let out this intense roar and you see the Scion back up and Zahugan's eyes go wide.
I'm going to go again with a bite attack. The one okay. I've been biting at. I've been enjoying my nibbles.
Oh, nat one. Take it or leave it.
Yeah, I'm going to say, Ed, keep it in the tray, bro. Roll again.
The tray.
18.
Honestly, we should keep a counter how many times Todd just throws a dice outside of the dice
tray. Right, 2.
Definitely hits, 2 by the way.
Damage. Come on. Yo, is that another 1?
Damn.
6.
Okay, he is still standing, but you're getting 17. Good chunks out of him. Any hit points you might have gained back?
I get all my hit points back.
You get all that back. What's the wording for the man?
It just says...
You gain...
Regain 4 hit points once per turn.
Got it, cool. So next we have Yurite.
Does that also work? If I'm dead, can I still regain those 4?
You gotta bite someone.
You gotta bite someone in order to do that.
No, it's out each turn.
No, it's that
you
have it.
That you use that move. It's a move, but
yeah.
It's not passive
it's
ability.
It's each turn that you use the move that it counts for. Because you're not just like getting help. It's basically you're eating your opponent slowly.
It does say on hit.
Yeah,
regain.
Your attack.
Okay, never mind.
I'm gonna do another follow up strike. Just keep swinging the sword at this guy in front of me.
Roll with advantage.
Natural 16 plus 6.
That hits.
Oh, yeah. Nine plus 4 is 13.
You take your greatsword, and as the other guy swings around with his great axe, you hit the Sahuagin at the legs. He hits the Sahuagin going in the other direction in the head, and you just split this thing into 3 of its body spins around and drops. And he looks at you. Thumbs up. Golan, you're up.
Finish him off with another rapier attack.
Oh, nat 20.
Nat 20, okay. Yeah. Roll that damage.
7.
Well, you, what is
so it? So you roll the dice, double it, and then add your modifier. Or roll, actually no, it's
roll
twice. 2
damage.
Yeah. Yeah.
So roll your damage die again?
Yeah. Roll
add
it again?
Add both those plus that score.
Yeah.
That's a crit. You hit a crit.
Natural 20 is a critical hit.
Yeah.
So that's a 1 plus 2.
No, plus.
No. Oh, it's the 2 3. Dice added together, right? So what was the first dice?
The first dice was a 5.
So now it's
plus 1.
Plus 1, so 6, plus your modifier now.
2.
2.
Seven. So 8. 8 points. That is gonna do it. You take your rapier and you
crit is good.
Parry its hit once. You see an opening and just... right through the head with the thin blade, pull it out, flick the blood off, and you sheath the rapier. You still have your movement and bonus action.
Bardic inspiration again. You're flanked, Todd. I'm gonna give it back to Slayer.
Got it.
Boom.
You whistle, and Slayer just hears it, and you feel this. Whew, okay. Whistle of good luck. Let's go.
And then this is an enemy, right? I'm gonna move.
You gotta take the stairs, yep.
25, 30.
I'm attacking.
Can't. You already used your attack.
Next turn, you can.
Yeah, next. Yeah.
So next is the deep sign, and though these attacks will be with disadvantage, they're going to be making them against you. So first attack misses. Second attack misses. Got a natural 18 on the first one. So lucky. And then you see him just stop and just slowly start to change his appearance to look more and more horrific. And he drops the axes, and his claws start to sharpen slowly. That is going to be his turn. So now top of the order with the Sahuagin. We only got two alive right now. The one that is currently fighting against the Triton. Is still holding its own, but is going to keep attacking the Triton instead of Golan. And the one on Slayer is going to make its attack with disadvantage. It got a natural one. It goes to attack, you get an opportunity attack if you use your reaction.
Is that the same as my free action?
No, you have one reaction per round.
I'm going to use my reaction. Do okay. I have to roll for the attack or not?
Yeah, you roll for the attack.
9 plus 5, 14.
That is.
Sweet. Come on, not a 1. Another 1, 6.
That'll do it.
Finally.
You go, open your maw, you see it try and slash you, you move out of the way, clamp down on its head, and just slowly bite over its head and kill it. You super kill it.
These ones. That's my third one I've rolled. On damage.
Slayer, you're up.
I'll keep the bite for now.
Remember, it is a new round, so they are no longer frightened of you.
I know that. I'm gonna, you know, face the creature. Seeing how ugly he is. I'm going to go and try to bite off one of his tentacles that's flowing from his head.
Okay. Go for the bite attack.
19.
That'll hit.
Oh, not a 1 again.
Oh, God, no. Just keep 3.
Keep the counter.
4.
2 out of the trays on one roll.
Yes, an 8. It was worth it. That'll be 13.
13 points of damage, wow. You go and you just open your maw and you bite into this tentacle and it wiggles around violently and you let go and the scion is pissed. Yurte, you are up.
I'm just gonna keep moving forward. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Can I dash?
Yes, that will be your action.
How much movement do I get?
It doubles your movement.
So I get another 30.
Yes.
5, 10, 15, 20. Is there a 25, 30 in here to stairs? 25, 30. All right, I'm at the bottom of the stairs. And that will be my turn.
Okay, so you run up to the stairs, getting closer to the scion. Golan, what would you like to do?
I'm going to cast a spell on this guy here. I'm going to cast a Crown of Madness.
Okay, what's that do?
I believe it's like a, wisdom saving throw 13.
If you want, I think the player's handbook should be near.
I believe it casts like a crown, like the Crown of Madness. It's like a psychic damage. Oh, actually, I'm almost right to it.
Yeah, it has to do, I believe, a wisdom saving throw and you can command it to do
right. There we go. One action. A twisted crown of jagged iron appears in its head and a madness glow in its eyes. The charm target must use its action before moving on each of its turns to make a melee attack against a creature other than itself that you mentally choose. For the duration of the thoughts, you can read the thoughts of certain creatures. When you cast spells, you actually reach turn into those spells. Here.
Okay, no, that's what saving throw does that have to make?
Oh.
And you can basically tell it what
13.
13? It fails. So you guys see this fiery metal crown just rise up above this Sahuagin's head, and its eyes start
bugging out, and it starts rambling, ruffling Suwagen. It was an inside job. He's going mad.
Inside job, huh?
It's going great. Sure, yes. There are mole people underneath the earth! We're all ruled by lizards!
I think that one is true.
Acid, use its action on its turn to now attack a creature that you choose. Doesn't do any damage to it.
Wait, say that one more time?
It doesn't do any damage to it.
Yeah.
So that's your turn. You cast Crown of Madness and... It is now mad. Next is the Scion. Scion is going, in his hybrid form, make 3 attacks against you. First attack is a 15.
Misses.
Second attack, natural 16.
Hits.
Third attack, 16.
Hits.
It's claws. Two attacks hit, that is going to be 14 half to 7 slashing damage as its claws just dig into your shoulders and rip down your arms a little bit. And it looks at you and mentally you hear, I've only come here for one, and I will get their blood. Top of the round, the Sahuagin. Who would you like him to attack? Just the Triton, I assume?
Yeah.
Okay. It's also the Triton's turn, so I will have a little roll off to see how that goes. The Sahuagin is getting the upper hand on the Triton. It just swings wildly and cuts the Triton's face. Just 2 claws right across. That is its turn. You know what? Let's say it's crazy. Roll a d4. Golan.
2.
It goes 5, which it's still within range. That's technically right there.
Yep.
Try and jump off the edge of the ship. It's crazy. And swan dive off the edge, but that person gets an opportunity attack. And as it goes, takes a spear, throws it. You hear a sickening crunch, and yanks it from the off the side of the ship, spearing it with a javelin with a chain attached to it, and just yanks it as you see the javelin open up to form like a hook on the end after it pierced through, and just yank him back on the ship, and is now prone. So that does a good amount of damage. It's looking really rough. Slayer, you're up.
Keeping the bite. I'm gonna go for a different tentacle this time. On the other side. 12, 16.
That hits.
Come on, number 8. 6 plus 5, 11 damage.
Take a hearty bite out of it and you gain your 4 hit points back. That all for your turn?
Yeah, that'll be all.
Irritate, you're up.
Can I move on this side of the ship or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll say it's a double movement to get through. So 10 feet instead of 5. Like, it slows you down, like you got shimmy past him.
10. It's 10. 20, 30?
Yeah.
I was gonna say, seeing him try to move aside me, can I sidestep a little?
You would have had to do that on your turn.
Oh, I don't have movement throughout.
No. Nah, it's just on your turn that you can move.
Never mind.
Yeah, I'm going to take a swing.
Okay, roll your attack.
I tried.
That's okay. Nat 20.
Nat 20, okay, roll that damage die.
So, 3d6 or 4d6?
Let me give you one more.
5, 11, 12. 12 plus 4 is 16.
Wow. You just run up to it, and after seeing its tentacle get bit and ripped, you just come in and just finish the job on the tentacle and just
cut it right off with a very... And blood just goes spraying out.
I give a vicious yell as I just kind of like go with the uppercut, just slicing it off.
It lets it like a... As it goes flying. Golan, you're up.
Oh, can I also just cop my second wind?
Yes. You're up.
He's down, right?
Yep. You have advantage on attack rolls against him if you choose.
I will just attack him with my rapier.
Okay, so you step the 5 feet within range and you make your attack against him.
I also gain 4 hit points.
17.
That's gonna hit?
Yeah, of course. 5 plus 2, 7.
That's gonna do it. It's crazy, it's thrashing around. All major events were an inside job by the government to control the people! As you stab it.
Pushed at 9/11.
I just pull up this rapier and flick the blood off. Tip my hat.
The Triton looks at you. Roll charisma.
Five.
She looks at you and she winks. The Triton. She just looks and goes, nice. Gives you a nice little flirtatious wink and then rips the javelin out of the back of the Swaggin. She licks the blood bullet. She then turns her attention. Oh shit! One of those! It's gonna be the Scion's turn. It is going to, seeing that there is really no way out, it's going to just keep up with its attacks. It's gonna make 2 against you and 1 against you, because you did more damage last turn. First attack, natural 2. Second attack, natural 4. Third attack, 19. For
I blank, so
10 half to 5 slashing damage as its claw just goes and cuts right across your chest, leaving a clean 3 claw marks across. Now we go all the way to the top, which...
Wait, it hit you?
Yeah.
Yeah. During this round, everyone kind of... 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. So they all move during their turn, and they get ready for in case anything bad happens. Slayer, you're up.
Keep going out with the bite. I'm enjoying it. 16 again.
That hits?
And then let's see what type of damage I do. Ooh, 13.
You deal a good chunk. You're seeing it's getting weak now, getting all these slashes and cuts. Losing its tentacle was not helpful for it. It looks like it's lost a lot of blood. You go and you sink your teeth into the other tentacle and you just rip it right off. So it now has these two squirming, blood-flowing tentacles and it starts getting weaker and weaker. In between Yurte and Slayer's turn, you see Pitcher walk out of his cab and go, "Oh, what? You bi- Oh my god! Oh my god!" And he pulls out a bell from his waist and just starts ringing it. "All crew awake! We've got invaders!" Yurte, you're up.
I'm gonna continue my way around for a flanking, and then I'm just gonna go for like a fatal huge swing at this guy.
Got it.
The gunning for it. 7.
By the way, Slayer, your rage has dropped this round as a minute has passed. Your rages last for 1 minute.
16.
That hits.
Ten.
You cut into it and slice right across a deep wound in its back, and it lets out another psychic bellowing. Ah! Golan, you're up.
I'm gonna move forward.
15, 20, 25, 30. 30?
Yep.
And I am going to do Vicious Mockery upon the Deep Sign.
Okay, what is that?
I believe it is a Wisdom saving throw 13.
It got a natural 3. It fails.
Great.
Roll damage.
It is a 1d4.
Plus your charisma, correct?
Yeah. Wait, one. It's a 1d4, right? Yeah.
1 plus 3, 4?
Yeah.
What are you saying to it? How are you mocking it?
You, yeah, you, you ugly, disgusting piece of filth attacking my great shipmates. You are going, your mother has a fat ass, and you deserve to die in the deepest pits in the darkest depths of hell.
You say this, and you see its head start wrenching, and goes, why? My mother's a lovely lady! Its head explodes, as that was enough damage to do it, and its body just drops to the knees and drops down. The train's gonna look at you and go, looks like you just blew his mind. Winks at you again.
I take up my hat, flip it up, catch it on my head, and just say, guess I did. Wink right back at her, like she did me.
Ooh. Getting flirtatious. So Pitcher looks around and goes, was that it? Just, oh gosh. Your shift is done. Go to bed. And he's just gonna walk into his cabin. all the other three, they're gonna look around. Claw, the one who spoke to you earlier, is gonna walk up to the three of you up above deck.
I might have judged you a little harsh back there. You can hold your own, that's for sure. You still can't tell us what to do, but maybe we'll listen to you.
We'll see about that one.
He's gonna snap at the other two. Everyone, to bed. What, you gonna say something?
No. And as they leave, can I roll a perception check to see if I notice any of that flirtation going between?
Yeah, roll perception.
14.
Yeah. Let's say you notice a couple back and forth glances as she starts walking past him. He's like, Golan's like, you see like some head nodding going on.
As they start to leave to their beds, I'm gonna look over at Golan Tay and be like, just give him a nudge with my shoulder, be like, if I was you, I'd be heading to her bed tonight.
She kind of looks back upon hearing this and goes. She like gives like a reluctant shrug and just keeps walking.
I see that. I just turn to Slay and I say, I guess she was just impressed with my words. I don't know what I did. Just like knowing exactly what I did.
Okay, so the night continues on and you guys go to sleep, have a peaceful night's rest, and are awoken again to the sound of seagulls. And Zebrith saying, good morning all! Everyone above deck for breakfast, and then morning routine cleanups! Up and at them! And you hear ruffling and rustling in the cabin area as everyone wakes up. The Triton walks up to you in the morning. Golan?
By the way, my name is Teleth, in case you were wondering.
And she goes and eats breakfast with the other two that she came upon board with.
My name's Golan. Pleased to meet you.
Likewise.
So you guys have a hearty breakfast. You proceed with the morning routines of cleaning, helping stock with inventory, and making sure everyone's all set for the day. Let's get a d20 roll from someone. It's Yurta, yeah.
Six,
okay. Second day at sea goes by uneventful.
Oh, cool.
Oh. You guys play yourself some dragon bones here and there. No real money was exchanged. It was just for fun today. But everyone was kind of getting the groove. They were like, okay, like yesterday, we relaxed a little bit. We were just off port. We're getting things along. Nightfall comes, and the second day, as quickly as it came, it goes. You guys are now into the third day of travel. You guys are floating along, and you hear from the crow's nest up above Squalla.
Ship off the starboard! Ship
Ship off the starboard! And she comes flying down and lands next to Pitcher and Zebrith, and she starts mumbling words to them. And Zebrith, you hear, lets out a, ho-ho! Crew! It seems that the Green Queen Karin is sending a shipment of something to the Bronze Coast. It seems like we might have an opportunity to liberate them of some of their more hefty wares. Now, who here thinks that we should make like two pirates, invade their ship and take what we want? And the whole crew just kind of lets out a yarr!
Aye.
So that, I think, is a good spot to end our session. The beginning of day 3, you guys just spotted a new ship, and we will continue on from there next
Merchant
time.
Ship? Or is it? What does it look like?
It, you haven't seen it yet, so if you were to look off the side, it just looks like a general ship right now. You can't see any details at the moment. But thank you, everyone, for listening to RTFD Episode 3, Rolling Tides. This has been Nick Smith, the Dungeon Master, Todd Blackburn, Max Gardner, and Pat Kelly. Thank you once again for listening.